one horror show. Here's another, and I'm basically guaranteeing that today will be the biggest day for the entertainment industry for all of 2008. Do you know what I'm talking about, Adara?
No, actually, I don't, John.
Today, the Blockbuster video, you know what I'm talking about. The Blockbuster video game Grand Theft Auto comes out with its fourth edition, Grand Theft Auto 4. Brian, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Should I actually call you Nico? I mean, are you packing right now, buddy?
No, I'm not.
How many people have you blown away in the last 24 hours?
Zero. I haven't. I actually don't have the game right now.
In this installment of Grand Theft Auto, players take on the role of a European immigrant named Nico, right?
Yes.
And they navigate through the streets of a very New York-looking Liberty City, right?
Yes.
Breaking any number of laws, correct?
Yes.
And Grand Theft Auto, as everyone knows, is a game with cinematic sweep, and this edition is expected to break records as the biggest-selling game ever. Brian Crescenti is a journalist, right?
Yes, I am.
You're a journalist, yeah. And you've been playing the game until this morning for 11 hours a day, either as a reviewer or some kind of alternative to waterboarding or something. Are you having a blast, Brian?
Yeah, no, I played through it to prepare for the review I wrote for the newspaper here, the Rocky Mountain News, and also to do some stories that I ran on the website I run, Kotaku.
Now, you know, Grand Theft Auto is known for having moral, I mean, zero morality in terms of the kinds of things you can do in the game. We know that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. What sort of technological elements of the game make it different?
It's a game that sort of brings a high polish to video games in general. So a lot of other games have done, but it does it very well. So it looks, as you mentioned, it looks very cinematic, and it does things like in this version, there's this amazing story that takes about 35 hours to get through, and you actually can change the way that story ends, which is pretty amazing.
And there's many, many places you can go. I mean, unlike war games, there's all kinds of scenarios. There's celebrities inside the game. There's depth of sort of digressions that you can take that's really unlike any other game.
Yeah, one of the really fascinating things is its take on media. There are radio stations in the game with talk show hosts and with DJs. There's a television. You can sit down and watch hours and hours of original programming. You can go to a comedy club and actually watch stand-up, and they've got a form of internet that's not real internet. It's one that they've created where you can do sort of faux online dating or send emails to people. There's a cell phone where you can call people, and it's really fascinating. Just that one element is pretty amazing.
I mean, Brian, but at the end of the day, this I've always found Grand Theft Auto to be extraordinarily disturbing in the level of violence and the rewards for being as violent as possible.
See, I don't know if I'd agree with the fact that it rewards violent behavior. I think what it is, and you know, in each game you have to sort of take separately. But in this game, it's almost like if you could compare it to something like Once Upon a Time in America or Scarface. I mean, it's a story that has a level of violence in it, but there is this story of Nico Bellic, who's sort of struggling with this mystery that you sort of unwinds as you play through it. And as you play through it, there's actually some morality that comes into it. And I don't want to kind of ruin the story.
Well, no, don't ruin the story. And I think Adora and I will agree to disagree on the morality of Grand Theft Auto. But Brian Crescenti, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
He's a freelance writer for the Rocky Mountain News. You're not going to play with me?
No.
Come on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.